In Japan, today brought a positive assessment of the Fukushima nuclear plant from American Nuclear Regulatory Commission members who are there. They say the situation is stabilizing, that while there's some core damage at 3 of the 6 nuclear reactors, the storage cooling ponds at units 1, 2, and 3 have not been breached. But earlier today, gray smoke was seen rising from units 2 and 3, interrupting the progress workers were making in hooking up electricity to cool the reactors and the fuel storage ponds that are housed with them. And Japan's media report workers are still pouring water on Unit 4, which had a fire last week. Then there's the fallout from radiation. Today, Japanese government officials urged people not to overreact because trace levels of radioactive iodine have been found in more vegetables and water supplies, including Tokyo's. Philip Yam is managing editor of ScientificAmerican.com. Phil, welcome.
Thank you.
And you can help us make sense of some of this new news. Now, just to remind ourselves, we know when the fuel rods in the reactors start disintegrating because they have no cooling water, they start to suck oxygen out of the little water there is, leaving behind just the hydrogen, which is explosive. But also those fuel rods in the storage ponds can ignite when not covered with enough cooling water, as one did last week. So what does this gray smoke today from these two different reactors mean to you?
Yeah, it was really kind of a setback after, you know, some positive news about hooking up a power line in part to possibly restart some of the cooling pumps in at least two of the reactors. I think the smoke was a setback. It could be almost anything. It could be a steam release. It could be some hydrogen gas in there, but it's really a little too early to tell. But I do think it's
not good, right? Yeah. Well, and I'm just wondering, we understood there was concern as they got the electricity in there that they wanted to make sure before they started switching electricity on that they didn't have these pockets of hydrogen gas. So, you know, it could have been...
They were being very careful about hooking it up and spending hours just double-checking their hookups because they don't want to set off a spark, and that was the worst thing.
Yeah.
With hydrogen gas in there, it's very volatile. Any kind of spark ignition could lead to an explosion.
Yeah. Well, and so that's the concern today, although officials are saying there's not a lot of radiation around the plant. That means to us that whatever is happening is not putting off a lot of radiation?
That could be, or it did strike me as strange when I heard that, and I have my doubts about something like that. When you have a steam explosion or steam release or any kind of smoke, it's carrying particulates up into the air, and many parts of that plant are radioactive. So it seems a little strange that it wasn't a spike. If true, then that would be a good thing. That means maybe it was really water hitting some hot object instead and not coming from a breached reactor core.
Well, hopefully this problem dissipates as others did last week, and they can continue hooking up the electric power and getting this fresh water directly into the reactors and the storage ponds. But does that resumption of power have an immediate effect?
Yes, it would if they can get the cooling pumps going. And they're only hooking up so far to units 1 and 2, which are moderately damaged, not as bad as 3 and 4. So if they can get if the pumps actually work and it's still not clear yet, then it would be a good thing. They can get the water circulating. But that said, it's only reactors 1 and 2 so far, and 3 and 4 are the ones that are more severe and more worrisome.
And by the way, what is the final goal? Is it just to get the water pumping in to cool the fuel? Or is it to get this plant functioning again? We understood that since so much seawater was pumped in, that these reactors, all 6 of the units, are pretty much effectively destroyed.
Yes, seawater is extremely corrosive, so almost certainly they're not going to spend the effort to try to reactivate these this plant. They're going to scrap it. So the medium-term plan really is to keep these things cool and underwater. Long-term, it's harder to say. I think they'll be dealing with this for years. They'll probably have to dismantle the plant and find homes for these radioactive rods. I doubt that they are ready to think about entombing the whole plant as they did in Chernobyl, but of course that would certainly be an option.
Right. And what about the health effects of the radiation? We know there have been two elements found, radioactive iodine, which we know breaks down after a week, and the Japanese government is telling people not to worry about the trace amounts of radioactive iodine that have been found in spinach, milk, canola, water, as far away as Tokyo. There's also cesium. Small trace amounts have been found of that. That can last decades and can cause cancer. What are your thoughts about the iodine that's been found?
It's not a surprise. I mean, we saw that in Chernobyl during an explosion. For years afterwards, the ground was contaminated, especially with radioactive iodine. So cows ate the contaminated grass, gave out radioactive milk, and children were getting thyroid cancer because of it. So in some sense, this is not a real surprise. So far, the levels are fairly low, as the Japanese government says that you can drink a glass of this milk a day for a year and get the equivalent of a CT scan.
Do you think that that's reliable? I mean, do scientists agree with that?
I mean, there are radiation monitoring stations independent, placed around the area, independent of the Japanese authorities, and so far there's no indication that it's not accurate so far.
Yeah. Well, officials in one town where three times the normal level of iodine have been detected have told people not to drink the water, so...
It certainly helps to be safe than sorry. I mean, they said you can actually bathe in it but not drink it, which is a little, you can get easily splashed the water and ingest it by accident. So you shouldn't even have any radioactive iodine in Tokyo's water system at all. And even though it's low and not harmful, it's disturbing that it actually got that far and is entering the entire food system.
Philip Yam, Managing Editor of Scientific American. We're going to talk in a minute about how this debate is or isn't reverberating here in the nuclear industry in the U.S., whether or not the U.S. is going to build nuclear power plants going forward. Apparently, Wall Street doesn't have any appetite for it. Do you have a sense of whether Japan will rebuild?
I think they will. In many ways, they have to. I mean, the only kind of power they can rely on their own is really nuclear power. They have no other natural resources. They have to import a lot of oil. So it's a major part of their power grid. And in the United States, it also is a substantial part of our power grid. It supplies about 20% of our nation's electricity.
Well, that's kind of surprising, though, because Japan, which is, usually on the forefront of technology, you'd think would be looking at solar and wind, as China is.
Yeah, they just don't have the kind of land area as other countries. Like, we have vast areas which gets a lot of sunshine, and so does China. Japan's a smaller country up north. It's nuclear is still going to be a major source of energy for them.
Interesting. Philip Yam, again, scientificamerican.com. Phil, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.